our theme for Encounter Week this year is Leaving Our Shores. And it's a celebration of people who have left their shores as migrants. And I suppose this week also we're focusing on missionaries also who have left here. And we're asking people to take the opportunity to celebrate the link between immigrants and emigrants and celebrate the diversity and gifts that all migrants, Irish and non-Irish, bring to communities all around the world.
And how do you think we get an opportunity to link up with them? Because a lot of people would say to us, you know, well, actually, I don't meet very many immigrants. I see them in the street, but I don't actually meet them.
It's true. People do find it difficult. And if we look at those who come to our country itself, how difficult it is for them, first of all, to engage with Irish people. They come in with all sorts of problems. They come in with language difficulties, language barriers. They have all sorts of new feelings that they never had to deal with before. Loss of familiar cultural environments, loss of family, fear of the unknown. And then they're meeting Irish people and Irish people trying to meet them. There are opportunities out there, but I think we have to make the effort also to go out and try to engage people. I was just listening to Dennis McBride recently, a theologian, he's a Redemptorist, and he said a story about a parish group who wanted to set up a meeting for lapsed members of the church. So what they decided to do was put up a poster in the foyer of the church saying all lapsed Catholics are welcome to come to a meeting on Wednesday evening. Now, in that, I mean, say it's quite obvious the lapsed Catholics are not going to see it. So we have to take a step beyond that, go out, look at where the newcomers are in our communities, who they are, what they're into, what they're interested in, what schools they're going to, what faith communities they belong to. And we ourselves have, I feel, need to be dramatically creative in ways of in engaging people.
Well, when you're talking to them, what do you find are their greatest needs?
I think the greatest, first of all, what I find is there's a lot of homesickness there. The whole sense of loss of the family and of the newness here. I think, you know, there are classical phases that people go through. And many come in the beginning going through that honeymoon or tourist phase, you know, where they talk about the excitement of being here, their positive expectations. The idealizations of the new culture that they've come into, but also with that, then their anxieties and stresses. And of course, then that leads then into crisis phases, leading into depression and isolation and anger. Often then there are emotional difficulties, fatigue, accompanied by physical or psychosomatic illnesses, and all a build up, which actually they end up isolating themselves from the community because their expectations are not being met.
Yeah. And of course, one of the other areas that has come to people's attention recently is the whole area of unaccompanied minors.
Of course, that's a big issue. And really, we have a great responsibility in this whole area. The HSE report between 2001 and 2006, you know, indicated that 328 migrant children, unaccompanied minors, have gone missing from care in those 5 years.
Well, that's a huge number, actually.
It's a huge number,
it?
And it's very, very disturbing. And I mean, see, the figures are only up until 2006. So, if on average, there's about one migrant child who goes missing every week.
And how do we know they've gone missing if nobody knows that they're here and they're not registered?
That's precisely the point. They have come in and then they have moved on or have disappeared because there are no records for them. And that's where the HSE has had to take responsibility around it. Like, where there is a call that more concerted efforts be made in the identification and registration process of these children who come into the country. And also there's a need for more training and better interagency cooperation, because some of these who have gone missing have actually been found and have been exploited in brothels. And there have been cases, you know, this year and last year where that has been highlighted. Ruhama in Dublin, who works with women who are being prostituted, also would have a number of these who have come to their attention, who had gone missing, and they found them in the prostitution ring.
Now, a lot of church agencies are being very helpful, aren't they, in caring for newcomers and in the area of the minors?
Yes, right throughout the country. I would say there's not a country in Ireland whereby the church agencies haven't made some efforts. The Irish bishops, the missionary organisations, they have put many of them work very quietly in the background. Don't go into the public forum because, particularly around vulnerable bodies of people, you can further abuse them by bringing them into the public forum. I suppose the missionary organisations and bodies, religious organisations, who have experience, many have experience in other countries, know what it's like to be a newcomer, to be a foreigner.
As you did yourself.
As I did myself. I worked for 8 years in Zambia. But I was in a fortunate position, Eileen, in that my first 6 weeks, there was an orientation course where I got a sense of what it was like to be in a new country, where I slowly adapted, learned the local customs, learned phrases where I could engage with people. I met with the local community. Mm. And also the importance, I understood very, very, in a simple way, the importance of welcome. Because I remember after the orientation course going out into a village where a couple invited me to share some food with them. And we set the evening. But what impressed me more was the fact that they took time to research me. They found out how to say welcome in my own Irish language. And when I went to their home, they had on a piece of cardboard, Cead Mila Folcha, and immediately I was touched by it. Yeah. And then they had gone to the efforts of buying a packet of tea and making me the sweetest tea that I have ever come across in my entire life because they love the sugar. It was absolutely awful. But in the awfulness, I was so, so touched by their saying to me, "You are welcome." And it was the simple thing that made me most welcome. And that I find a lot. The need for that, to do that for other people here in Ireland and meeting new people.